Unit 27, Exercise 23.
Andrea Macri is a talented Italian athlete. In winter, he plays ice sledge hockey, and in summer, he turns his hand to wheelchair fencing. Some years ago, Macri made the news. It's the 22nd of November 2008. Andrea is sitting at his desk in a school in Rivoli, near Turin. A screeching noise is heard, then a rumble. The supports, retaining a heavy cast iron pipe above the ceiling, give away, crushing Andrea and his classmate Vito. They are both 17. Andrea survived. Vito didn't. The ambulance made a mad rush to hospital. The diagnosis wasn't good. Andrea suffered a spinal injury. After such an ordeal, one feels anger and pain. But one learns to appreciate life, forgetting all the trivial things that once meant so much. Suffering changes one's attitude. I have been lucky. I am grateful for what I have today. Macri spent time at the spinal injuries unit, where he met Claudio Zanotti, a member of the Tori Seduti, Sitting Bulls, the ice sledge hockey team from Turin. He decided to give it a try, and from a shaky start came a European victory in 2011. It's during this time that he became acquainted with Lame Rotanti, a fencing club. Nothing stops Macri, who has reached the top of his game in fencing, thanks to his mentor, Andrea Pontillo, who constantly pushes him to participate in international events, because if you want to get anywhere, you need the experience. Macri won a bronze with the male foil fencing team at the World Championships in 2011. This earned him a place at the 2012 Paralympic Games in London, where he represented the Fiamme Oro, the state police team, which he had joined only a few months earlier. In the following years, he took part in many Winter Olympic Games and European and World Championships in the Paralympic ice hockey sledge team, getting very good results. In 2017, he stepped up to take the role of athlete representative on the World Para Ice Hockey's Technical Committee. Congratulations, Andrea!